Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year, is a great celebration, but one that is not, in the grand scheme of things, all that old. It was only promulgated probably around 140 years ago by one of the popes, and I'm sorry, I forgot which one exactly, but it was a response to the Protestant observance of Reformation Sunday, which you may know was just a few weeks ago. So originally, Christ the King Sunday came around towards the end of the church year, but it wasn't the grand conclusion. Now, I think, though, that theologically speaking and otherwise, it is a good way to sort of end the church year with an exclamation point. And why Christ the King? Well, if we look at the time period in which this feast was promulgated, first off, it was an age, when you think about the history of Europe, of great nationalism. The unification of Italy was taking place at that time, the unification of Germany, all the little principalities and states. And these monarchies were springing up where there hadn't been monarchies in the past. We think of Europe as always having kings and queens, but that wasn't necessarily the case. Some places did, some places didn't. It was just sort of all over the map. But in this time period, around the 1870s, there was this great sense of European nationalism and the building up of these monarchies. So, you know, of course, in France, there's a great long history of having a king, but then, of course, came the revolution. They got rid of the king, then the king came back, then they got rid of the king, and the king came back, and they got rid of the king. But a few years ago, about this time of year, we were over in France, and we went to the city of Reims, which is where the great cathedral is, where the kings of France were crowned. And in one of the great halls attached to the cathedral, they had a display of the regalia that was used for the last coronation in France. And let me tell you, it was quite something. I believe it was Charles III or Charles IV, but his coronation robe was this blue long robe with ermine trim, long train. And that wasn't all. You wouldn't believe all of the ceremonial accoutrements that were created just for this one occasion. The church plate, the ceremonial swords and whatnot for all the nobility, the different crowns that were used. A lot of energy and time and expense went into this grand event of crowning this king, who would eventually, of course, lose his throne. And when we think of kings and queens today, I think we probably, most people's mind turned to Queen Elizabeth. And I've seen a few teasers of a new television show that I've been told I have to watch. All the best Episcopalians are watching it. It's called The Throne, or The Crown. And it's about her early days as queen, as a very young woman, being crowned queen, getting married, and all the stuff that goes along with that. But there's one of these teaser scenes is her coronation, and you see in Westminster Abbey the golden canopy over her head, the Archbishop of Canterbury and the other bishops and priests all in beautiful vestments, and her being crowned, beautiful young woman with this glorious crown. And so that stuff that I saw in the museum and these images we have from television are sort of the fairy tale image of what we have of kings and queens. And all of this stuff, this beautiful, glorious stuff, is not just meant to decorate a person or a group of people, but it points us to something bigger than what we are. In this case, it points to the glory of the nation, the greatness of the people, and their desire for a long road ahead of peace and prosperity. But as we know, earthly kings and queens come and go. Earthly kingdoms rise and fall. Today, we focus on the kingship of Jesus Christ, which is a different kind of kingship than what we know here on earth. Here on earth, not so much these days, but if you think back into history, Kings oftentimes were crowned, kingdoms were won and lost on the field of battle. The strongest would prevail and take the spoils of war and annex different parts of land that would be gained and lost, and it just went on and on like that. Kings come and go because of birth order. You're just born into it. It's not something that you can aspire to, really. It's either yours or it's not. But the kingship of Jesus is really much like his message, much like his witness and ministry, the polar opposite of all that. On earth, kings are put on great, beautiful thrones. They're installed in gorgeous palaces. And all this is to reinforce the idea of their earthly power, and their earthly reign, and the earthly greatness of their people. But think about Jesus. Jesus came to earth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God incarnate, man divine, born in a stable. He could have been sent to be born in a great palace in Rome or in Egypt and to conquer, you know, the oppressing peoples. But that's not how it happened. He was born, the light of the world was lit in a dingy little stable. And as he grew and became a man and started to wander through his homeland and preach and teach and heal and reach out to people of all different stripes, he didn't do so in order to gain a big following and rise up against earthly powers. Of course, he did have a following. You know the story of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes and how he had to, at some point, go out in a boat because the crowds were so great that he couldn't speak to them. So he had quite a following, but he wasn't building an army, an earthly army, put it that way. Instead, he was sowing the seeds of the kingdom of God. Now, he was accused of insurrection. He was accused of plotting against the Roman Empire. But even Jesus said, when he was asked about paying taxes, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Give unto God that which is God's." So at every point, when people try to trip him up and they try to catch him in one of his stories or parables, he always turns it around and frustrates them, frustrates the way of the wicked, as the Psalms say to us. And so Jesus lives his life simply among the people, among all different kinds of people, going around and giving this message of salvation, of love, the love of God for all people, God's will for us to live in peace and as brothers and sisters and his children. And a lot of people didn't like that message. And so we know, of course, what happens to Jesus in the end. And we read about that today in the Gospel of Luke. He was taken to the place called the Skull, where he was crucified with criminals, one on his right and one on his left. So the King of Kings, who came to earth born in a barn, literally, amongst farm animals, who lived the life of an itinerant preacher, died, was put to death in the most shameful way possible at that time. And I think it's worth noting in this brief snippet that we have of the story of the crucifixion, but the different types of people who scoff him. You have the leaders who say, "He saved others, let him save himself if he's the Messiah of God." The soldiers mocked him, saying, "If you're the King of the Jews, save yourself." And even one of the criminals who was crucified next to him mocked him and said, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." So, in terms of literary criticism, you can see here that you have three different strata of people who are all mocking Jesus: the leaders, the soldiers, and even the criminals. From the highest to the lowest, everyone is turning against Jesus. Even his own followers, most of them all deserted him at that time. And so he's left there hanging on the cross. Of course, if he wanted to, he could have called down the hosts of heaven, the mighty armies of God, and he could have come down from that cross. He could have vanquished the earthly kingdoms. He could have put himself on a throne. But that's not what he did. That's not what he came for. Instead of taking a throne of marble or gold or silver, he made a throne out of the cross. He turned that shameful instrument of death and torture into a glorious symbol of life and love and hope. And so Jesus does not seek glory for himself in the way that we seek glory. The glory that he seeks is to bring more and more people into his saving embrace. I think it's worth noting that the position in which he was crucified was arms outstretched, which, of course, was a way to make the death even more painful, but the symbolism of that can't be overlooked. Even in his agony and death, his arms were out, welcoming all. He says from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And so as we celebrate this feast of Christ the King, let us consider the kingship of Jesus Christ, how it is totally different from earthly kingship or any earthly president or dictator or you name whatever kind of leader here on earth. It's different. He is the greatest because he was the least. He is our king because he came to serve us all. And he left us that example as well. And as he's gone back, ascended into heaven, we are left here on earth, we and the people who will come after us. And so our job as Christians is to step by step, day by day, continue the work of Jesus Christ here on earth, continue to build his kingdom here on earth until that day when he comes to take us to his heavenly kingdom. And that throne that he desires more than anything to sit on is the throne of your heart. So let us all be thrones of Jesus Christ. Let us all think about and meditate and pray on the great miracle of the incarnation, the great gift of Jesus' sacrifice of himself on the cross, and pray that we may be that seat of wisdom and love and God's goodwill that radiates out into this world. There's a lot of anxiety and fear always going around in the world, and especially right now in our country, but I will close with the words of the psalm, which could very well be words that Jesus speaks to us from the throne of our hearts. "Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.